Matthias shoves me off, leaving me in a daze. Damn. I can still feel his lips on mine, still taste his tongue down my throat. A soft, involuntary moan escapes me as I open my eyes to see Matthias returning to his desk. He sinks into his chair, reaching for his gun like nothing happened. Like he didn't just steal something from me. How can he be so unfazed by what we just did? I blink at him, my thoughts scrambling, searching for something, anything, to say. My mind is still trying to wrap itself around the fact that I kissed Matthias. No, not just kissed. I was consumed by him, devoured in a way I had only imagined in my worst, most desperate moments. It's something I yearned for, something I wished for in the dark. And now that it's happened, I can't even think straight. I adjust myself, clearing my throat, trying to ground myself. But I'm scared. Matthias leans back into his chair, slipping his gun into the drawer with a calmness that makes my stomach twist. There's no sign of lust in his expression. No trace of desire. No indication that he enjoyed what just happened between us. Instead, I feel used. Moments like this are supposed to make me feel something. Something good. But all I feel is rage. I open my mouth to speak, but Matthias cuts me off.
Now that you've gotten what you wanted,
he says smoothly,
I expect you to be a good girl and report to work tomorrow morning, bright and early.
I scowl.
You think I wanted that?
My voice shakes, but not from weakness. From fury.
You think I wanted your tongue down my fucking throat?
Of course I did. But not like that. And I'll be damned if I let him think he gave me something I craved. Matthias smirks, boredom flickering across his face. He flicks his wrist dismissively.
Say whatever you want, but I know very well, by the way you moaned and welcomed my tongue, that you enjoyed every second of it.
I huff. Matthias watches me with that same detached, disinterested look, like I'm nothing more than an inconvenience.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have better things to do.
My jaw tightens. My nails dig into my palms.
You don't care, do you? You've been avoiding me for months. And when I finally do something to get your attention, you kiss me? What kind of fucked up game is this?
He doesn't even flinch. He just picks up a pen, flipping open a notebook, his diary maybe, and starts writing as if I don't exist. When he finally finishes, he looks up at me with the same cool detachment.
I don't have time for childish games, Katia. You've made your feelings for me very clear. I'm sorry to say they aren't mutual.
A knife to the gut would have hurt less.
I gave you what you wanted,
he continues.
Now return the favor by getting back to fucking work.
I don't know why I even bother. I shake my head, swallowing the lump in my throat.
I am not a child.
Matthias shrugs.
Maybe not anymore. But you sure as fuck act like it. Grow up. Start taking responsibility. Not everything is about you.
Whatever.
I snap.
You're an asshole.
I don't wait for his response. I turn and storm out, slamming the door behind me. But the worst part? I can still feel his goddamn lips on mine. And I hate it. I hate that it'll linger. That it'll haunt me until the next time he decides to use me like a pawn in his twisted game. I hate that I won't be able to stop thinking about it. Because Matthias knew exactly what he was doing. For him, everything is about control. And by kissing me, he thinks he's won. But he hasn't. I step outside. My movements controlled, measured, and head towards the waiting car to take me home. I was supposed to make a scene, throw a fit, anything but this. But instead, I force a smile, slipping inside like a well-trained dog. Obedient, passive, a lie. Matthias thinks he holds the power, but he's wrong. He kissed me. He may act indifferent, but I see through him. When I return to my apartment, I call Fens, an old friend from college. He once wanted more. Wanted us to be something real. But I refused. I couldn't let Matthias's wrath touch him. I'd rather have Fenn's alive and distant than risk him being erased, dead. He was my best project partner, the one person I could rely on, and I wasn't going to let Matthias ruin that too. But things are different now. I'm free. Free to live. To breathe. To take back what was stolen from me. And that means dating again. I haven't been with anyone in 2 years. Not since my last boyfriend disappeared 2 days after we slept together. I stopped dating. Stopped fucking. But tonight, that changes. I slip into a short purple sparkly dress and head downstairs when Fenn's texts that he's outside. The nightclub is only a few minutes away. Just enough time for Matthias to be alerted of my whereabouts. He always knows. Even without cameras or a bodyguard, he finds a way. Probably my phone. I don't care. He can go fuck himself while I focus on getting fucked by Fenn's tonight. We settle at the bar, drinks in hand, talking about finance, life, the usual. It's mundane, almost boring, but there's something comforting in the normalcy. Still, I half expected Fenn's to get us a booth. The bar is crowded, loud, not exactly what I had in mind. Fenn's is mid-joke when a man in a suit and sunglasses steps up to me.
"Ma'am?"
the guy says. My stomach twists. Annoyance must be written all over my face because Fenn's stiffens beside me, his jaw locking as he eyes the man with barely concealed hostility.
"Can I help you?"
Fenn snaps.
"We're in the middle of something. If you want to drink, the bar's that way."
I raise a hand before this gets ugly. I know what happens if he pushes this too far. Fenn's doesn't. He's not part of this world. He doesn't understand the kind of men Matthias keeps around him.
"It's fine,"
I say, forcing calm into my voice.
"I know him."
Fenn's doesn't relax, but he doesn't push either.
"What do you want?"
I ask the man.
"You need to come with me."
"No, I'm good here."
"If the boss says..."
Fenn's is already on his feet, sizing the guy up, rolling his sleeves like he's ready to start something he won't be able to finish.
"Fenn's,"
I warn.
"This guy doesn't seem to understand what no means."
"Thanks, but it's fine."
I place a hand on his shoulder, and he hesitates before finally sinking back onto the stool.
"I'll be back in a few minutes."
"Is this a joke?"
His voice is sharp, suspicious.
"Are you in trouble, and who the fuck is this guy?"
"No,"
I lie.
"Just work stuff. A client."
His frown deepens.
"I thought you quit."
I force a nervous chuckle.
"I'll explain later. Give me 5 minutes.
He doesn't believe me, but he lets me go. And of course, Matthias is here. There's no other reason why I'm being led upstairs, past the pulsing lights and deafening music, into the VVIP section where he waits. The elevator doors slide open, revealing a dimly lit hallway bathed in eerie blue light. The air is thick, suffocating. My pulse quickens as we take the second door on the right. Inside, the room is massive, carpeted, decadent, and silent, save for the muffled bass from below. A glass balcony overlooks the chaos of the nightclub. But up here, it's different. Darker. Quieter. A perfect lair for Matthias the Bat. I sigh when I spot him, sprawled across a velvet couch like he owns the place. He probably does. He doesn't move when I enter, doesn't even acknowledge me at first. Just takes a slow sip of his drink, eyes locked on nothing. Annoyed, I step into his line of sight, folding my arms.
"What do you want?"
My voice is sharp.
"Don't you see I'm on a date?"
Matthias scoffs, the corner of his mouth lifting in something between amusement and disgust.
"You just love ruining things."
"Is that what you call a date?"
His voice drips with condescension.
"A lousy club? A drink by the bar? Not even a booth? I'm embarrassed for you."
"What I do with my life, who I date, has nothing to do with you."
His expression hardens.
It has everything to do with me, Princess. What you do is a reflection of me.
I blink.
A reflection of you?
Yes. The last thing I need is to hear the talk. Oh, is that Matthias Ford's woman? A reckless little thing with poor taste in men?
I laugh. Loud.
Your woman?
His jaw clenches. Good. I've finally gotten under his skin.
What did you think this was? Some fairy tale? You playing house while I play along?
I stare at him, my breath steady but my blood boiling.
I am not your woman.
Then his voice turns ice cold.
Your father sold you to me. I own you, Katia. That means I can do whatever I want with you.
Fuck you, Matthias.
I barely have time to react before he moves. In one swift motion, he grabs my hips, pulling me toward him. The bass from the club below thuds in my chest, but up here, everything feels still. Too still. My heart is pounding. My thoughts are racing. Shit. Shit.
What did you just say?
I lift my chin.
I said fuck you.
A slow smirk spreads across his lips. Dangerous. Predatory. Matthias's hands skim down my bare thigh. Then he releases me just as suddenly.
Take it off.
I stare.
Sorry. Come again?
His expression doesn't change.
I don't have all night, Katia. I have bodies to burn. Take it off.
My stomach knots.
What are you...
Before I can finish, his fingers slip under my dress. He hooks onto the thin lace of my thong and snaps it, the sting burning into my skin. Shock paralyzes me. But Matthias just points at his watch and taps the face. Silent and waiting. I scan the room. It's just us. Him. His three men. A few staff members. I should walk away. Tell him to go fuck himself. But I don't. Because this man has me in a chokehold and he fucking knows it. My fingers tremble as I peel the fabric down my legs. Matthias takes it, setting it beside him. Then his hand moves between my thighs. A single push on my inner leg, and I open for him. I exhale. He eyes me. I eye him. His brown eyes, dark, sinful, void of anything human, lock onto mine. If a priest looked into them, he'd call Matthias the devil himself. And then I gasp. His finger dips inside me.
Are you always this wet for me?
I grit my teeth.
No.
I spit the word at him, but it lacks conviction. Matthias smiles. I stay still, stiff as a board, refusing to give him the satisfaction. But it feels so good. Too fucking good. I press my lips together, stifling my breath. But he moves faster, deeper, fingers curling just right.
Wicked girl,
he murmurs.
You'd rather deny yourself than let me have the satisfaction. But seeing you like this, that's my satisfaction.
His thumb brushes my clit and I break. A whimper escapes before I can stop it. My hands fly to his shoulders, gripping him as my body betrays me.
That's it.
Fuck. I gasp, struggling to breathe. My voice trembles.
Why are you...
Matthias tilts his head, fingers pressing deeper.
Doing what?
I lose myself. Legs wide, mouth open. Whatever this is, I'm too frazzled to care. My body isn't mine anymore. It belongs to him, to his touch, to whatever spell he has over me.
You like that?
Fuck.
Tell me you like it.
I moan out loud, close to oblivion. Then, a voice cuts through the haze.
What the fuck is this?
The world slams back into focus. I freeze. I turn to the door. Fenz. His face is a mix of shock, disgust, betrayal. I jump off Matthias, yanking my dress down.
Is this what you came up here for?
His voice is sharp, venomous.
I was worried, and now I find you what? Riding another man on our date?
Fenz, I'm sorry.
His laugh is bitter.
Do you always fuck your clients? Is that how you got that position?
No.
He shakes his head.
I thought you were better than this.
Then he turns, walks out.
Fenz, wait!
I rush after him, but he's already gone. I whip around to Matthias, fury burning through my veins.
You did this.
He leans back, relaxed, lazy. Slowly, he lifts his hand, the same hand he had inside me minutes ago, and inhales it. He smiles.
I only did what you wanted me to do, princess.
I grit my teeth and bolt. Fenz barely looks at me when I find him at the bar.
Fenz, I'm sorry.
His voice is quiet, hurt.
I liked you, a whole fucking lot. And when you called, I thought this was something real.
His voice cracks.
But you had me fooled.
No.
I sigh.
Please, can you just take me away from here? I'll explain everything in the car.
Silence. Then he nods.
Fine.
I pull my phone from my dress and toss it onto the bar. Fenz raises an eyebrow.
You're leaving it?
I glare at the device.
Yep, let's go.
I don't tell Fenz the entire truth, just that I owed the client a lot of money and had to pay it back. He doesn't take it lightly, wants to go to the police, but after convincing him that I'm fine, he settles. I make him promise not to say or do anything. The last thing I need is him confronting Matthias. Matthias won't hesitate to snap his neck. After an hour-long talk at the park, Fenz brings me home, and that's it. For the first time, I feel free. No tracking, no surveillance, no looming shadow dictating my every move. I know there will be consequences, but for now, I'll take what I can get. I settle into bed and set my alarm for 10 in the morning. I'm going to sleep in. If Matthias thinks I'll listen to him after what he did to me, he's a fool. Using me like some cheap toy to satisfy his fucked up mind? He'll have to do a lot more than that to get me back to work. My alarm blares, yanking me out of sleep. I groan, slamming the snooze button. It's morning already? Before I can drift off again, another alarm sounds. I frown. I don't remember. My heart slams into my ribs and I scramble back, pressing against the headboard.
What the fuck, Matthias?
You have met the end of Toxic Obsession, Part 2. Stay tuned for the final installment and don't forget to subscribe and share. Bye.